Yeah, it's rough bread. It's sweet, and when you eat it for you eat it for the pleasure of it more or less. It's very tasteful. You can eat it anytime. You can eat this anytime. Anybody who has taste buds can eat this anytime. If you have taste buds, you can eat this. This is edible morning, noon, and night. Quote me on that.
And I have eaten
this thing, lost bread, that I'm talking. It's lost, you see. And see, it's lost. It's definitely lost because people don't even know about this type of bread. It's lost. And that's why they call it lost bread.
Yeah, that's what your mother called it?
No, it's a name given by the blacks. You know, the black people gave it this name because people don't know about it. The black people gave this bread. They called it
right. Other
types of bread? No, I couldn't tell you. Natural bread, wheat bread, plain bread, French bread, you know. But I couldn't give you no, you know, really specific type of bread, you know, that you might want, you know. I could, but I'm not gonna, you know, jam myself at this particular time because I am on my weekend. But you can go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a difference between the kind of bread you buy at the store.
Yeah, there's different types of bread you buy at the store, of course, yeah, definitely.
The bread you buy at home is home bread. And then the bread you buy at the store is called...
The bread that you make at home is home bread, you mean. But the bread you buy at the store is called what? Bread. It's called bread. It's not no particular name. They have wheat bread and different name brand breads that they might sell. Bunny bread, sunbeam bread. All breads have different, you know, makers. But I couldn't tell you I know what you want me to tell you, but, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Take up the dough. What would you make out of dough besides donuts and meal? Would you ever make anything up in a pan?
Actually, my mother would make things out of everything. Like I said, she might make a pan of shortcake.
Uh-huh.
She might make a pan of shortcake, you know?
What do you put bread flakes by?
I'm not a baker. I don't know anything about baking.
There's no little packets that you just cook? No.
I'm lost as far as that goes because you see, I am a lousy cook.
Yeast? You ever seen that? Yeast? To make it rise good?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah.
What's that called?
Yeast? Yeah. Yeah. I know about that, yeah. See, I know about a lot of things about cooking, but I've been spoiled, you know. I've been spoiled very, very much so. Eating very good in my lifetime and knowing what good eating is.
You have?
Yes, and I had there were three women in my life that cooked. My mother, my sister, my two sisters. Now, one of my sisters was raised in the country, and when she finally came to stay with us, she was an excellent cook in all things, and she could make all things. And she had someone to touch, you know. But my other sister didn't have it, but, you know, being spoiled by mother doing everything, but we ate a lot of different variety of foods.
Eggs?
I like scrambled, I like sunny side up. I can eat any style. See, I'm not a very particular eater. I can eat almost anything, you know, as long as it tastes good. The food that I eat has to be cooked very well. I know good food, you know. I know good food.